Well, his self-censoring clearly isn't working, so you might as well just listen. Here's Gruber.
You know, when did ice become the problem? Right? You've got geniuses like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez who says, we have to stop funding the Department of Homeland Security. Right, because that's brilliant. And then she's defending the TSA agents at the airport. Hello, genius. TSA is part of Homeland Security. But, hey, you know, just run your mouth and don't do any work. Eric Karen here is a former U.S. diplomat, U.S. special agent, believes Trump's wall is important to national security. Eric, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Steve. It's an honor to be on your show. Thank you.
Good to have you here. You know, you've had a lot of positions when it comes to security, be it Homeland Security. You've worked for Interpol. You've been a bunch of different places. If you showed up on my front porch, yep, I had probably done something wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't a good day if I showed up at
yeah.
the door.
Hey, look, Eric's at the door. Honey, that's not good news. Yeah,
that's not good. No.
I get that. So let me ask you something. Here we yep. are again. And I just glance up and I see on the TV screen here, you know, ICE agents being demeaned again by the left. The whole border security thing that we thought might come together over the weekend is derailed again. And it's all over these arguments about how many people can be arrested and kept contained, criminals, actually, and how yep. evil ICE is, and these are terrible people. I mean, how did ICE become the bad guy?
Well, first, thanks again for having me. You know, first of all, border security equals national security, full stop, period. And the president's number one obligation is to protect the citizens of the United States, and he's doing that. And unfortunately, we did not do that on 9/11. We failed, resulting in many thousands of deaths.
Right.
The president does not want that to happen again. You know, the left, for some reason, wants to demonize the men and women of law enforcement, and it's really unfortunate. It's really unfortunate. And I experienced this firsthand in 2007 when we, ICE at the time, ICE, executed warrants on a defense contractor employing hundreds of illegal aliens.
Where was this? What state?
In New Bedford, Massachusetts. It's called Michael Bianco, and it was a defense contractor. And guess what? It was a successful, quote-unquote, raid, but, you know, the Massachusetts immigration, the Massachusetts advocacy group, along with the media and the politicians, colluded to demonize the men and women of law enforcement, and they made us the bad guy. I had to answer congressional inquiries. There was calls from, you know, and because we didn't, and bottom line is, they all colluded against us.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. I don't know when law and order became, you know, the enemy of the American people. It's not. I mean, you look back at the Gang of Eight in 2013. They approved and made a deal. $40 billion was the number. $40 billion for improved security, border walls, fencing, all of it. And we don't have that. And you look what's happening at the border now. You've got these American family, these family units showing up at the American border. It's up 1,600% over last year already. 1,600%. And talking to the Border Patrol agent here in Michigan that's in charge, who used to work in Texas, he said these family units, it's a new phenomenon. It just started happening 4 or 5 years ago because they know that's how they get in now. They
right.
find how they get in, and that's the new phenomenon. So they show up as a family and ask for asylum. They get in, and then they never go back, and they're in permanently. Let me ask you this. You say that border security equals national security. I agree with you that. But how will Trump's wall help national security in your estimation?
Sure. Thanks, Steve, again. Listen, the wall, quite frankly, it's just part of a larger strategic national security program. It's not going to, obviously, prevent every person, every illegal alien from entering the U.S., but it's part of a larger strategy. And it's going to, in some cases, prevent people from attempting. And those who do attempt, you know, the likelihood of failure is great. And it slows, it's that layer effect, if you will, as it relates to security. Because it's physical security, it's technology, it's personnel security, you know, hiring additional personnel. So the wall is part of a larger strategic program to keep us all safe. And keep in mind, each day in America, there are dozens of terrorist investigations going on through the Joint Terrorism Task Forces that are operating in each city in America. These task forces aren't there just for smoke and mirrors. They're there because the threat is real. And our politicians need to understand that and stop playing politics with your life and my life.
Well, when you look at it and you realize that the murder rate in Mexico is more than six times higher than the United States, and because that happens
yes.
mostly along the border, because it's where the drug cartels are operating
yes.
The most intensely, why would we want to have any of that come into our country? The answer is you wouldn't. So you've got Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, and all these people are flooding north because of, I mean, they've got great problems in their country. I get that. But importing them into America doesn't solve the problem for either end of the equation, does it?
It does not, sir. And the problem is we have a war going on. We have multiple wars going on that we need to understand. Not just the war on terror, but the war on drugs and transnational crime is ongoing. And in Mexico, Milton, Mexico's teetering on a field as a failed state. Understand that. We're looking at, just last year alone, over 30,000 deaths due to the drug war that's going on in Mexico. 30,000. Never mind how many missing Mexicans. They were looking at nearly another, the last number I saw was 30,000 people missing. And so that does flow over to the U.S. Those violent criminals are coming to the U.S. They have hit teams that come to the U.S.
Sure.
For their duty business.
Sure.
And they have divers that come in and dive on vessels that come in that have their drugs under vessels. It's very well organized criminal enterprise.
Well, I think you hit on something important here, and I think we should focus on that. Eric Caron here, former U.S. diplomat and special agent for the United States. And that is Mexico. People have this notion that Mexico is our ally, our close ally. They're really not. Mexico has never really been a close ally of the United States. We work with them. They're there. Yes, we're friendly, but an ally? Not really. In a lot of ways, that's just not true. I remind people, in World War I, they took the other side.
Yeah. And Steve, if I may, the drug trial that's going on in New York City right now, where I used to work, and Newark, New Jersey, El Chapo, the evidence was presented that $1 million bribe was given to a former president of Mexico.
Correct.
The corruption rate is horrendous in Mexico. The drug cartel essentially runs that country.
There's no question.
We need to get switched on, if I may say,
switched on
and understand the threat. And I talk about that in my book, Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent, that we need to understand the threat is real. And, 9-11, if 9-11 wasn't a wake-up call,
but the problem is most of these young people that believe what Ocasio-Cortez and these other leftists are saying, they don't remember 9-11. Erica, great, great conversation. The book is Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent. You can find out more at switchedonlife.com, switchedonlife.com. Eric Gattoni, I'm sure we'll do that again because you're good talking to you, good background, good experience. And we'll keep up with the conversation, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Find out more at switchedonlife.com. The book Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent, available now. It's 41 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
So, you have unfiled tax returns, maybe several, and maybe, just maybe, the IRS will never catch you. In the meantime, you don't dare buy a home or put money in the bank. That's no way to live. There is hope. I can help you file those tax returns and negotiate a reasonable settlement with the IRS. I'm Chris McGlatcher of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Hey, parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.